Hi, I'm Suzanne Hemmett of Collective Herd Coaching, empowering professionals and entrepreneurs with the wisdom of the collective herd. You've all seen shallow-rooted trees such as cedars, easily uprooted when a big storm hits. So too is it with our business networks. Shallow relationships don't weather storms well. As I mentioned in a previous strategy, a truly valuable network should be broad and deep. It's all about strengthening relationships and turning contacts into connections. It's not just about meeting the right people. To be a really effective networker, you also need to develop deep relationships with them over time. Today, our focus is on getting to know the people that make up your word of mouth marketing team. As you get to know these people, make a point to go deep. Now, I don't mean that you should pry or violate their privacy, of course. However, as you get to know them through networking, learn about their goals and challenges, business, personal, educational, and financial. Knowing this information will help you to identify many ways that you can help them. When you help someone meet a goal, you instantly become a value-added friend, an asset to this individual's life and business. By doing this, you demonstrate that you're in the relationship not just for what you can get out of it, but also for what you can invest into it. Ivan Meisner, founder of BNI, calls this giver's gain. You demonstrate reciprocity and caring, and when you help someone meet a goal, they will in turn want to help you meet one of your goals. Here are some tips for deepening the roots of your network while becoming a value-added friend. Number one, take or make the time to build quality relationships. We're all pressed for time, but you have to go beyond the normal business interactions with those whose support you seek. The stronger your friendship, the more you can expect from each other's networking efforts. Number two, don't just show up. You might have heard the old saying, 99% of life is just showing up. Well, that's baloney. As any married man can testify, just showing up is not good enough in a relationship. You need to establish trust and credibility. Be proactive and supportive to develop good relationships. Number three, start by giving. Get out of the what's in it for me syndrome. Think instead, what can I do for you? Don't underestimate the power of helping other people. It's the cornerstone upon which relationships are built. And by the law of attraction, what you put out there will come back to you. They say that the best time to plant an oak tree was 25 years ago. However, the next best time is right now. It's never too late to change your focus and develop business relationships with deep roots as well as great breadth. Thanks for listening. And to learn more about the Collective Herd, go to collectiveherd.com. That's collective H-E-R-D.com. Until next time, this has been Suzanne Hemmett bringing you the wisdom of the Collective Herd.